Today's moment's nida for Beis Merim. The Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Metzias b'nei ubita ktanim. Any metzio that someone's children find while they're ktanim, whether it's his son or his daughter, or metzias avde b'shchasa ktanim, or a metzio that his slaves find, and his goyish slaves specifically, avde b'shchasa ktanim, avadam ktanim, or metzias ishtoi, or a metzio that his wife finds, harei elu shaloi. They're all going to belong to him, meaning the father slash owner slash husband. And the reason is, by the way, just to speak it out right now, because the Gemara is only going to speak out the parts that it assumes we don't know, so some things in this Mishnah are taken for granted. The reason why he gets to keep his children's mitziah, so b'nai abita, that applies both to the boy and the girl. And the reason is, the Gemara is going to speak out the part about the boy. But the girl, a ktana, we know, kol shvach ne'urim la'aviyah, anything during her stage, before she's a gedoyla, belongs to her father. That's why she's going to be able to keep it. Additionally, anything the avadim, and avadim kananim especially, and specifically, anything they find goes to the master, obviously. Mashakana Evid Kana Rabbi. And additionally, by the wife, Mashakana Isha Kana Baila. And that's why he's gonna get all these mitzias. But the Sefer of the Mishnah says, that mitzias b'nai yubita kadanim. If his children find the mitzia while they're already gedoylim, we're gonna see in the Gemara exactly what that means. Or mitzias avdei v'shiv chasei evrim. Or if he had Jewish slaves that found the mitzia. Or mitzias ishtoi shegirsha. Or his wife found the mitzia after she was already divorced by him, meaning she's not really his wife anymore. Afal pishalay nasan ksuba. Even if it's at a point before she received the ksuba, harei elu shalohen. Then it's gonna belong to them, and it's not gonna belong to him. And the Gemara is gonna speak out the pshitus about what we just said. Zok the Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Mipnei ma amru mitzias katan la'aviv. Why did we just say in the Mishnah? And why did Chazal say that a mitzia that a katan finds goes to the father? You want to know why? Shebishashamaita, because at the time that he finds it, when the little boy finds this mitziah, miritza etal aviv, ve'enim achar biyadoi. The first thing he does is he runs to his father and says, Abba, look at this mitziah I found. And since he does that, Rashi explains, it's ke'ilu he picked it up al das to give it to his father. The second he finds this mitziah, he's running to his father to show him and give it to him. So obviously, he's picking it up for his father. But either way, says the Gemara, one thing I'll take from what Shmuel just said, lemeimer, the sava Shmuel katan, lesli zchil in avshemi deraisa. Does this mean to say that Shmuel is of the opinion that a katan cannot be zoicha for himself on a deraisa level? Why? Why do we see that? Because if, because we're assuming in the Gemara, the fact that Shmuel is saying that it's going to go to the father, we only really have the power to take this mitzi away from the katan and give it to the father if really the katan doesn't actually have a kinin in it, midaraisa. That's why the rabbanu would have the power to say this svara and we'll give it to the father. But if the katan actually had a zchi on this item, midaraisa, then we can't just give it to the father. And from the fact that Shmuel said that since he's running and giving it to the father, so that must be that's why the father is zeichin it. It must be that that's only because in the first place the katan's kinyan in it and his chia in this mitzvah is only on a derabana level. So does this mean to say that Shmuel holds that a katan does not have a chia on a deraisa level? Lesli chia lenafshem deraisa tanya. But I have a problem from the following deraisa. Hatzeiches apayo. Someone who hires a worker to work his field. Yilakid b'nai acharav. So we're dealing with leket over here in this braisa, where anything you leave over and don't collect from the field is going to be considered leket, and it has to be left for the aniyim. So this payel, let's say he was an ani. So anything that he leaves over, yilakid b'nai acharav, his son is able to walk behind him, collect all the leket, even though it's going to be going to the father. The reason is because the father's an ani himself. Lemechtel l'shusharav, however, if the worker wasn't working based off of wage, but rather he actually had a share in what he was working. He had the mechza, he was splitting the profits, or the shlish, a third, or via a fourth. The point is, if he had equity in the actual business, then he's not allowed to have his son collect the leket after him, because in that case, especially since it's going to him, the point is that he's considered the usher over here, and he's considered an usher because he's actually a shutif. Taisus explains he doesn't actually have to be an usher just because he has a chelik in the property. Maybe it's not a lot of tuah he's collecting, and he still has the status of an ani. Still, you can't collect leket on your own stuff, and therefore, since he's considered a partial owner because he actually gets the profits, he gets a chelik in the profits, but he doesn't just get a wage, therefore he's considered an owner, and he's not going to be able to have his son collect the leket after him. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, bein kach ubein kach, yelaket b'nai ve'ishtoi acharav. It doesn't matter what case. It doesn't matter whether he's a hired worker or he actually has equity in the property. His son or his wife can collect after him. And Shmuel said, "Alocha Rabbi Yosi." The alocha is like Rabbi Yosi. So what do we see over here? What's the kasha? That Iyamr the Bishlam Katan is leis chiyah lenafshei. The Bach says bidoraisa. If you want to tell me Bishlam, I'll understand it. If you tell me that a katan has a chiyah for himself on a deraisa level, so kikam elaket lenafshei kam elaket. So when the son is collecting, he's collecting for himself. And he's zoichin in himself. Okay, and you're going to tell me it's going to go to the father after that? That's a side thing. And the fact that the father's able to get it from him doesn't really matter, because when the son was zoichin it, he was zoichin it. When the father's taking it from the son, he's taking it from the son. It's not a pass-through entity that's going straight to the father from the leket, because the father, if he's an usher, he wouldn't be able to get that. But if it passes through the son and the son himself is eligible for the leket, because the son is considered an ani, then I understand why the father would be able to get it, because again, he's not getting it directly from the leket, because his son had a zoichin it midaraisa, and now it's getting passed to the father. So vavua mine kazachi. Ela yamrit katan lesnei tzchia b'le nafshe. But if you're going to tell me that the katan himself has no tzchia, so kikamalak l'avukamalaket. So how can you tell me the son is able to, especially when the father has the status of an usher and he's the balabais over here because he has a chiling in the prophets? How could you tell me in that case the son is able to collect? If he doesn't have a schil, then Afshe Midaraisa, if he on a Daraisa level does not have a schus of his own, so as soon as he's collecting it, he's a pass-through entity and it's going straight to the father, and therefore the father is being Nana. He's collecting from this leket himself, and he has no right to. He's an usher. He doesn't have the status of an ani. So how could he be on the receiving end of the leket? Vavu usher, the father is an ani. So why can his son and his wife collect if it's going straight to the father? So it must be what? It must be like the first way we explained, that really the way we look at it is that the katan has a schi on a deraisa level. And the katan, when he's collecting, has his own schus midaraisa, so he's collecting it. He took the leket. He was able to, because maybe the son is an ani. But now it gets passed to the father. Okay, but it already belonged to the son. He's not a pastor entity. He's his own schia, because he has a schi midaraisa, and that's why we're able to say that the father's going to be able to take it, even though technically he's an usher, because it's one step removed. But what do we see? Shmuel over here said that Allah is like a b'yaisi. That what? According to the way we just explained, a katam seems to have a kinyan midaraisa. But the way Shmuel explained our Mishnah, it seemed that a katan does not have a schiyah midaraisa. So which one is it? Again, just to go back to the question of the Gemara, in the beginning of the Gemara, we took out of what Shmuel says, the memra, the sabar Shmuel, katan has a schiyah of shem midaraisa. Shmuel really holds that a katan does not have a schus midaraisa. But I just showed you a braisa where he paskins like a b'yaisi, and the only way to understand it is that a katan does have a schus midaraisa. So answers the Gemara, Shmuel taima de tanadi don kelmar, en chanami. Shmuel holds like a b'yaisi that a katan really has a schus midaraisa and has a kinyan on a daraisa level. Okay, so what's pshat and Shmuel that was explaining the Mishnah and it seemed that a katan doesn't? Because Shmuel wasn't saying his own shita. Shmuel taima the tana di dunkamer. He was just explaining the reason of the tana of the Mishnah for Leilei Sfirah, but in a chanami, he doesn't hold like him. Shmuel was explaining the reason of the tana of our Mishnah. You want to know why it's going to work? You want to know why the metziah of the son goes straight to the father? Because the way we're going to understand it is because Shabbashah Shemaita, as soon as he finds it, he runs to the father, and we're going to say on another rabbanon level that it's going to go to the father, because in a chanami, his whole kinyan in the first place it must be is only the Rabbanan. But do I hold of that? No, I hold a katan has a kinyan on a deraisa level. And any mitzvah that he finds, he has a schusin on a deraisa level. And technically, this wouldn't be true. Shmuel would not hold like the Tana of the Mishnah, because another day, he would hold like Reb Yosi, who would say no, a katan would have a schus on a deraisa level. Says the Gemara, Reb Yosi katan isli schia mi deraisa. Okay, but I have a different issue. We just explained that Shmuel would hold like Reb Yosi, but what does Reb Yosi hold? That a katan has a schia on a deraisa level. He gets to keep a mitzvah that he finds. Is that true that even Reb Yosi holds that? A mitziah that a chereshita or katan find. So the halacha is going to be that you're not allowed to steal it, and if you do yesh ben mishum gezel mipnei darkei shalom, there's an iser of gezel, but it's only mipnei darkei shalom. It's only because we don't want to start causing fights. Definitely not on the RS level. Rabbi Yosi argues and says no, gezel gomer. It's actually gezel gomer. It's not just mipnei darkei shalom, but it's gezel gomer. Rav Chizda explained what Rabbi Yosi meant. He didn't mean gezel gomer on the RS level, but rather gezel gomer midavrein. He meant it's gezel gomer midarabanan. So we have a machlekes here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi about what your oiver if you steal from the chereshet of the katan, the metziah that he finds, where the Tanakama says it's just mifnei darkei shalom, and Rabbi Yosi says it's gezel, real gezel on a derabanan level. What exactly is the difference? They both sound derabanan. Says the Gemara, nafkamina. What's the nafkamina going to be? Laitziah b'dayon. And the nafkamina is going to be, can we take it away from whoever steals it from this guy in bezdin? So if you're going to tell me it's gezel gomer on a derabanan level, like Rabbi Yosi said, then you could. You would be able to take it in bezdin. If it's only some mifnei darkei shalom, then not necessarily. But either way, what do we see? We see clearly the way Rabbi Chizda explained that he meant gezel gomer on a drabanan level. So what? Mitziah that a chereshet of a katan find, it's very explicit over here. I mean, any mitziah that he finds, it's only gezel midrabanan. Why? Because on a deraisa level, they did not have any schus in it. So we see the katan has no schia on a deraisa level, or even according to Rabbi Yosi, in a mitziah that he finds. How could you tell me Rabbi Yosi pshat in that braisa we just explained is that he holds that a katan has a schia on a deraisa level? And the Metziah, it's Mefershin this Bryce, not that way, says the Gemara. Elo Amar Abai. It's really the way Rav Chizda explained Rabbi Yosi. But either way, that's the way we're going. So Amar Abai, that's why Abai explains that really, I'll tell you what's going on. Really, Rabbi Yosi holds his schia is only Midrabanan. Rabbi Yossi never said it's Daraisa. Aye, what about the Braisa that he says his kids can go after him and collect it no matter what? How can he collect it after him if the father's an Ashir and the kid does not have his chus on a Daraisa level? Then on a Daraisa level, what's going on? It's getting passed straight to the father. It's not going through the son. And therefore, what? Therefore, how could he possibly have his kids? Rabbi Yossi said in the Braisa, Bin kach, doesn't matter, Ashir Ani, whether he has his chus in the chelik in the profits or not, or he's getting paid as a worker, doesn't matter. He could go after him. Why is that going to be true? If the son does not have his chus on the Daraisa level, then why is that going to be true? The reason is because Chazal equated when a poel has his kids following him around and taking the leket, they equated that kemisha holchu b'nemushas, as if the nemusha has already passed by. What's this talking about? So it's a mission in Peah that says, when is everyone eligible to go and collect the leket that was left over? When can everyone go? Meaning, when are the aniyim done with it? And at that point, it's hefker for everyone, even people who are not aniyim, to take. So the Mishnah says, Mishayelchu ba nemushas. Once the nemushas passed by, the nemushas were the last group of aniyim that would come by. Different understandings about what nemushas exactly means. We'll say one of them that it's the old people with the canes, mamish, the elder aniyim. So they come by with their canes slowly, they're not missing a stalk. And therefore, in that case, once the nemushas came, then it's hefker for everyone. No one even assumes there's anything left. And that's the really mamish, the last group of people that come. After that, everyone's able to take. So you want to know why, when you have a poel and his kids behind him, they're able to come? Because Chazal made it kemisha holchu b'nemushas. The asa'ua, they equated it as if we were already past that point that anyone's going to be able to collect. Why? Because the aniyim gufayim aschid etayu. Because the aniyim themselves, when they see this poel coming to work on the field, they themselves are masiach das, and they give up on the field. They don't think they're going to get anything from it. Why? Because savri brei dehayach melaktele. Because they feel that, listen, this guy, he's doing the field over here. He's working the field, and his own son is coming to collect. So his own son is going to take everything. So his own son is obviously going to be there. He's going to take everything. Once they're masiach das and they totally give up, so it's as if the nemushas came by already. So nechanami, even if you want to tell me Rabbi Yossi holds that the schia is only on a darabanan level, and therefore it's getting mamish passed through on a darais level straight to the father. Aye, the father has a chilek in the property. How could the balabais himself be collecting the leket and it's going straight through the son to him? Because Chazal equated this case as if mishiach ba nemushas, and at that point anyone could take it, and therefore he could take it as well. But says the Gemara, Amar le'Rav Ada bar Masna le'Abai, v'chi mutar la'adam le'harv Harvitz Ari B'Seich Sadeu Kadesh Yiranim Yiruchu. Is a person allowed to do this? If that's true, then he shouldn't be able to bring his son. Meaning, is he able to appoint a lion to stand in his field and scare away all the aniyim? Obviously not. So, by the same token, why are you able to bring your kids if the aniyim are going to see your kids and they're going to give up hope anyway from coming to the field because they're going to get all of it? So why would you be able to do such a thing? If that's true, then you shouldn't be allowed to bring your kids to collect after you. So Elam Rava, that's why Rava said that really what's going on over here is Asu She'ina Zecha Kazecha. Really what's going on is really, again, Rabbi Yossi holds that the Katan only has a Schia on the Rabbanan level. Okay, so if so, how is his son allowed? How did Rabbi Yossi say in the Braisa, Bin Kach, doesn't matter if the father's an Ashir or not, whether he has a Chilik in the property or not, the sons can come after him. Why is he able to do that if it's getting passed straight to him? If he's an usher, how could he collect the leket? Because asu she'ein zayche kizayche. Chazal made even the ones that weren't zayche as if they're zayche, meaning even though these sons, it's going to go straight to the father, and the father's not zayche because he's not an ani and he's not eligible for the leket, still Chazal made him as if he is zayche. Why? My tamu, what's the reason? Because aniyim gufayu nichalu. The aniyim themselves, they want this. They want you to be able to bring your son to collect the leket. Why? So when they get hired to work on a field, nilkud b'nayu b'sarayu, they also want to bring their sons. They want to be able to bring their sons. So they don't want to make a fuss when this poel brings his kids to work on the field, because if they do that, they know in the future when they get hired as a worker, they're not going to be able to bring their children, and that's something they want to do. It says the Gemara, Pliga Adar Mechia Barava. This whole pshat, the way Shmuel explained the Mishnah, that we're talking about a katan, and really he has no schi on a Daraisa level, this whole pshat in the Mishnah is arguing on the way Rechia Barava explained. Amar Rechia Barava, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he explained in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that really what's going on in the Mishnah, when we're talking about a gadol, that his son who's a gadol gets to keep the metziah, and a son who's a katan, that metziah goes to the father. Like gadol mamish. A gadol doesn't mean bar mitzvah. It doesn't mean gadol mamish. Like katan mamish. A katan doesn't mean what a katan usually means. Ela gadol v'samach ha'shulchan aviv. Zeu katan. You want to know what gadol means? Even if he's a gadol, but he's semach shochan avim, meaning if he's being supported by the father, zeu katan. That's still considered a katan that the metziah is going to go to the father. And katan ve'enes semach shochan avim, even if you have a katan, technically in age he's a katan, but he's not semach shochan avim, but rather he's financially independent, then zeu gadol. He's considered a gadol, that he's going to be able to keep his own metziah. And the reason is that even if you have a gadol in age, but he's semach shochan avim, that the metziah goes to the father, is mishum eva. The same way chazar masakan for the wife mishum eva, it's also for the sons mishum eva, because he feels I'm supporting you and you get to keep the mitzvah. I don't get your mitzvah because it's Mishum Eva that he gets at the father. But either way, this pshat in the Mishnah is obviously not going like the way Shmuel explained. Either way, we're going to continue Zakti Mishnah Vayter. We saw in the Mishnah, Metzias Avdei B'Shubchasa Evrim, Harei Hu Shal Atzman. Any Metziah that is Avadim, is Yiddish Avadim, is Avadim Ho Evrim, anything they find, Harei Hu Shal Atzman, that belongs to them. Says the Gemara, Mai, why is that true? Lo Yehei El Apoyo. They should be at least considered like a poyo, like a hired worker, meaning there are slaves. There is Avadim Evrim. Is that going to be worse than, is that going to be better than a poyel? Meaning, we know by a poyel, by a regular worker, a hired worker that could quit at any second. Vitanya, we had a brei, so we learned recently, mitziyas poyel la'atzmai. Now, the mitziyah that a poyel finds belongs to the poyel, ba'me devar memurim, but let's clarify. That's only true, bizman she'omer lo'i, na'cheshi mi'ayoyim, adori mi'ayoyim. That's only true if he was a hired contractor for a specific job. You weed out the fields with me, plow with me today. A very specific job. That's when he gets to keep the mitzvah for himself. But if he was a hired worker for the full day and do whatever I needed to do today, he hired him for the full day, he was a schir yom, then mitzvah, so the balabais. Then any mitzvah he finds goes to the balabais. So at the end of the day, why any mitzvah that the avadim ha'ivrim find belong to them? They shouldn't be better than a worker and a regular worker, the mitzvah. In most situations, when he's hired for the full day, not for a specific job, the mitzvah goes to the owner, to the one who hired him. So why are they better than a regular poyel? So Amar Chiya Barab, Amar Rebechanin, and you're right. And Achanami, we'll have to tell you, the case is very specific over here. Acha be'eved noikiv margolias haskin. We're talking about an eved, the type of eved ivri that we're talking about that gets to keep his own mitziah, is the type of eved that he's only an eved for a very specific job. He's an eved that had a very specific skill set. He used to be noikiv margolias, he was a diamond cutter, and therefore that's all he did. So again, it's like the poyel, that when he has a very specific job, his mitziah goes to himself. Says Rav, his master, would not want to use him for anything else. He wants to keep him in that skill set, and therefore it's just like the poyel, where he had a very specific thing he was hired for. He's going to be able to keep his mitziah. So too over here, that would be the case of the Eved. Rav Amar Rav says a different answer. We're talking about a case where it didn't come at the cost of his work. Meaning, why do we say by regular poyel that when he's hired for the day, any mitziah that he finds goes to the master? Because while you took the time to go and pick up the mitziah, that was on the expense of your master. He hired you for the full day, meaning that was at the expense of the one who hired you, and therefore the mitziah is going to go to him. But Rava says the case would be over here is where it didn't come at the expense of the work, because he was able to do it while not compromising on the work. He was able to do the work and pick up the mitziah at the same exact time, and that's why the mitziah is going to go to the Eved. Rav Papa gives a different answer. Rav Papa is coming at it from the other angle. Rav Papa is explaining the Braisa that told us that any mitziah that a poyo finds, a regular worker that goes to the Baal HaBayis, that's only true, again, every other answer we just gave, we were clarifying what it meant when the Eved keeps the mitziah. Now we're clarifying what it meant in the Braisa that said that the poyel's mitziah goes to the master. That's only true in a very specific case. For Papa Amar, that's true that the Braisa said that the mitziah that a poyel finds goes to his master, the hired worker goes to his master. That's only true, kigan shesachar lelak in the mitziahs. That's true when he was hired literally to pick up mitziahs. Vechidome, how do you even have such a case? The case would be there was some type of flood, the river rose, there was high tide, then low tide, and it left a bunch of fish all over the place, and he was hired to clean up this balagan and to pick up all the mitziahs, and therefore if he's hired literally to pick up the mitzias, that's why the mitzias of the pile goes to the master. But in a regular case, in a chanami, the mitzias that a pile finds probably belongs to him. He's his regular own person, and therefore they're going to belong to him, and it's not a kasha from what we just saw from the avadim ifriyim. Says the Gemara, hi shifcha echidami. The din in the Mishnah was that a eved or a shifcha Ivriya, meaning if she's a Jewish shifcha, so the mitziah goes to her. Says the Gemara, what is the case? What's the case where the shifcha, the Mishnah was talking about, gets to keep her own mitziah? If it's at a point where she already has shtei sairis, she's already gedolah, then my boy gabe. Why is she still working by him? We know in Amun Ivriya, Once she has Shtei Saris, Liyotzalchinam and Kasav, she goes free. If she doesn't have Shtei Saris yet, then if she has a father, then it belongs to her father. As we know, the Metzias Shayach to the father. If she has no father, then Tepuk B'misa Sa'av. Then anyway, she should go free, even if she doesn't have Shtei Saris yet, because she goes out when the father dies. The Amar Ishlakesh, Ishlakesh said, Amiv Ria Koines Atzma B'misa Sa'av. Mir Shusa Adin Mikavachaymer. Ishlakesh says, we have a Kavachaymer, which is not a Sugya right now, but he learns it from a Kavachaymer, that Amiv Ria goes free when her father dies, even if she didn't bring Shtei Saris yet. So I don't understand the Pasha case in the Mishnah where Shivcha finds something and she gets to keep the Metzia because of Maman of Shach. If her father stole, if she had Shtei Saris, then she's not a Shivcha anymore. If she didn't have Shtei Saris and she has a father, then it goes to her father. She doesn't get to keep it. But if her father died, then she goes free anyway. And again, she's not a Shivcha because of Reish Lakish. She's a Kavach Haimer. Says the Gemara, V'lavi Tais of Reish Lakish. Didn't we slug up Reish Lakish? We slugged up Reish Lakish, and therefore it's not a problem because you could have a case where the father died. She's still a Shivcha, and that's where we're telling you that she's going to get to keep her own Metzia because she doesn't have a father to take it. But says the Gemara, if so, then our Mishnah really seems to be that's the only case that we can make it work. Although we already slugged up Reish Lakish with something else, maybe our Mishnah is actually another ray against Reish Lakish, because it would seem that the only way we established our Mishnah, the only way you could have a case where the Shivcha is still a Shivcha, but she's keeping her own Mitziah, is where the father died. Because if the father was still alive, he should get the Mitziah. Says the Gemara, it's not necessarily, don't push it that far, it's not necessarily a ray against Reish Lakish, because I can tell you, really the case is that the father's around. Umay harein shalahen, so the Mishnah that said the Mitziah belongs to her, that's not telling you her and not the father. It's lafuki de rabba. It's coming to exclude the master, not rabba the amoira, but rather rabba the master over here. It's coming to exclude the master. The master doesn't belong, meaning her team. It belongs to the father and her, whatever it is. And achanami, it's going to go to the father since the father is still alive. But shelahen, it doesn't mean she gets to keep it. It means her side of the family. It's going to her. It's going to her father, really. Lafuki the master, he's not going to be getting it because, again, the father's still around. And any mitzia is going to go to the father. The last thing we saw in the Mishnah was Mitzias Ishtoi, any Mitzias that his wife finds. And the safe in the Mishnah specifically said, so the ratio was, any Mitzias that his wife finds while they're happily married, Nashkani Shikana Baila, and therefore it's going to belong to him. But the safe said, any Mitzias that his wife finds, once he divorced her, she gets to keep that. And even though he didn't get the Ksubi yet, says the Gemara, Mitzias Ishtoi, in that case where he divorced her, she gets to keep that Gersha Pshita, Pashat, obviously she's divorced. Why would he get the Mitzias? And so the Gemara, Chamayaskin, and you want to know what the case is? Bimigureshes, Venimigureshes. Talking about a case where she's divorced, but she's not divorced. What does that mean? It's a case of Safik Migureshes. We don't know if she was divorced or not. It's a suffix. The classic case of suffix migureshes is a case where he threw her again in Rosh Hasharabim. Suffix karav lo, suffix karav lo. We don't know who it was closer to, and therefore we don't know if she was actually divorced or not. Where the halacha is, damarim zera mershmol, komakam shamar chachamim migureshes, veinim migureshes. Anytime you have a suffix gerushin, by lochayim mizaynesel, he still has to support her. And therefore, since he's chayim in mizaynes, I would think that maybe he should get the mitzia that she finds, because time of my amar rabbanim mitzia si shul bayla. Because why did the rabbanim say that any mitzia that a woman finds goes to her husband, to have Eva, to circumvent Eva? We want the relationship to prosper. We don't want there to be Eva. And if he says, you know what, I have to support you and you get to keep your own Metzias and I don't even get your Metzias, that's going to cause Eva. So that's why we said that he's going to get to keep her Metzias. Why? Because he has to support her. And since he's giving him the money, it's only right that he gets the Metzias. So it's Mishum Eva. But over here, does that apply? Hacha Isla Eva Ve'eva. Over here, there's already Eva. They're in a case of Safek Gerush, and he tried to divorce her, and they're halfway divorced. So Vade, there's already Eva. So we're not going to circumvent that. And it's going to come out interesting, but it's going to come out that even though he's chayiv b'mizaynus, he still has to support her. In this case, he's not going to get the Metzia, because again, the Svar of Eva doesn't apply. The only reason he deserved her Metzia was because of Eva. Over here, there's already Eva. There's no saving this relationship. They're halfway there, and therefore, he is not going to get the Metzia in that case, and that is the Chiddush in the Mishnah. And again, the Saif called Dabar, it's still, in the end of the day, it's still a Chiddush, because he's still supporting her. So you would think that still applies. Kamash Malan, he's chayiv to support her, but in that case, he does not get her Metzia.